The frog and the toad.
The frog and the toad. Instant illumination. Now, who ever heard of a frog and a toad? Well, Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, did, and he'll tell you about it right now. Everybody has frogs in their yard. They go squirrel, and they have toads in their yard that go squish, squish, squish. You step on a toad, you know, it goes squish. But anyhow, a frog is something that people feel kindly toward. The frog makes beautiful music in the pond and sends beautiful messages all over, and they're really quite noisy, in fact. But the toad, on the other hand, is like a frog. But a toad has warts all over him, ordinarily. And this is where children think warts come from. And so this is where warts come from. Warts come from toads. And anyone who touches a toad is sure to get many warts. But now, there are many people out there who don't cooperate. They don't get warts when they touch a toad. In fact, the majority don't get a wart when they touch a toad. But it's still part of the story. It's part of the mystique, part of the fantasy of the story of the toad. Now, one day there was a friend of mine, and he was hopping down the road, and his name was Mr. Frog, of course. And Mr. Frog was looking for a pond, and somewhere in his sniffers, he knew there was a pond nearby. If not a pond, there was a little patch of water or marsh or something. He didn't care whether the water was clear or not, because he just liked water. And so he hopped along and hopped along, and a wagon would go by, and he'd jump off the road, and a car would go by, and he'd almost not make it. But he made it. And he came to this pond, and it was a fairly good-sized pond. A pond about the size of an ordinary backyard. And it had lily pads in it, and it had lady frogs in it, as well as daddy frogs and pollywogs, tadpoles in it. It had everything in it. And Mr. Frog said, "Wow, I'm in heaven, I'm in paradise." So he hopped up to the edge of the pond and was about to leap into the pond onto the nearest lily pad, and he heard a voice that says, "Not so fast there, Buster." And he looked around. He didn't see anything at first. And he looked around again, and then finally he saw this bump on the edge of the platform that he was going to jump from to go into the pond. And he says, "Is that you saying not yet?" "Yes, sir, buddy. I'm the one of the guys that says not yet." "Well, who are you?" And the toad jumped up behind the leaf that he was lying under. He said, "I'm a toad, of course. Anybody can see that." And Mr. Frog said, "Well, of course I can. Sorry. Why can't I go in the pond?" And Mr. Toad says, "Well, this is a pond of relatives. And everybody is related to everybody else here. And we don't want to bring in any new strains. And you would be a new strain coming into this pond. Now, we're not trying to be funny, we're not trying to say that we're better than anybody else, we're not trying to say that our world is better. It's just that we've been going along now for the last 2,000 years and never had a problem. Never had any diseases we didn't know about, never had any gene and chromosome mixtures that we didn't know about. Everybody and everything just came out just honky-dory as a bunch of beautiful frogs." "Well, what are you doing here, Mr. Toad?" "Well, they hired me. They hired me, it must have been about 3,000 years ago. They hired me to be here on this platform and to ward off any would-be interlopers as yourself." "That many years ago? What could they pay you to make it worth your while to stay here?" And he said, "Oh, come over here." And he lifted up his lily pad and he said, "You see that? Wow! Your own nest of flies. How wonderful. You don't have to reach your tongue out very far to catch them, do you?" "Nope." He said, "The frogs come up every day and bring me a whole pass the little flies, and I'm taken care of for the day. And you know, I really don't get thin, and I don't get fat, but I just have enough that makes me like just where I'm at. And I'm a happy guy. Well, Mr. Toad, I come from a very good family. I have very good genes and chromosomes, and I mean, my family, too, has lived in its pond for, well, perhaps as long as this, only I never thought about it. But why didn't you stay there? Well, I like you on an adventure. And, you know, to stay in the same pond, that's no fun. There's no adventure there. You want to get out and see the world. Well, have you seen the world? Well, a little bit of it. Do you like it? Not really. Well, why don't you go back to your pond? Well, to go back to my pond means I have to go back on that road again where those wagons and those cars and things are, and that's kind of dangerous. Well, did you ever think of walking along the edge of the road instead of right in the middle of it? Well, no. No. Well, you walk on the edge of the road, and nobody's going to run over you. Nobody's going to care about you, and you'll get home safe and secure. But I thought I'd like to move in here. Well, Mr. Frog, you go to your village, and you talk to your guardian toad. You have one, don't you? Oh, there's a toad sitting out there. I didn't know what he did because I never talked to him. I see. Well, you go talk to him, and you find out what his job is and what he thinks of you running around. And so Mr. Frog went back to his own pond by going along the side of the road. And when he went along the side of the road, he came to his pond, and the toad was standing there. And the toad says, "And who are you, son? I live in this pond." "No, you don't. People who live in this pond, they never go wandering around." "But I wanted to go see the world." "Now you don't live in this pond anymore." "What do you mean I don't live in this pond anymore?" "Because you've been out in the world and you've been exposing yourself to all of the things that go on in the world there, negative ideas and positive ideas and good and bad, and that's just not for a harmonious home. You want to keep a balance in your home, and this home has a balance here. With this pond is maintained by me to make sure, because your former relatives, they kept me here. They keep me here to take care of things." "Well, what do you mean, former? I belong there. That's my house over there. See, that's my dad, my sister, my brothers, my mom. Mom!" And his mother looked up, hearing this talking, and said, "My goodness sakes, who is that?" "It's me, Mom. It's your frog." And Mom says, "All my frogs are right here by me. My frogs don't go wandering around and going off into the world and having experiences that they like their home. They like their world. They like their house. They like everything about where they live. And they want to help to keep it as beautiful as they can." "Well, golly, Mom, what am I going to do?" "Well, son," and I don't mean son, but I mean youngster, "you go out and you find a pond that's just starting up. And there are lots of them that are just starting up. And then you join that pond. But make sure before you join it that they're your kind of people who like things beautiful and quiet, lovely and thoughtful and considerate and kind and joyful and all that sort of good stuff. Because that's not easy to do that in one sitting. You're going to have to listen around. Because occasionally you're going to make a mistake. You're going to get in a pond where there's nonsense going on. And then they'll expect you to do nonsense. And you have to say, no, thank you." "Oh, golly." "Well, son," Mr. Toad says, "when you want to go out wandering, when you want to go out chasing around the world and around the country, be very careful who you gather yourself together with. Be very careful who you find as your friends. Because if they're not of the same lineage and heritage that you have, then you have to learn new habits, and sometimes those habits are not all for your best. So, live your life, and stay at home, and enjoy who you are, and realize that you've got help." heaven, right where you are.
Oh, Mr. Toad, can't you make an exception for me?
On your way, son.
So that's so much about happy.